I have to leave you with a text. Last night, when I said, "What's the most familiar verse in Hebrews 13? I don't know the answer, but I know I've had that one before me, and I had it on my heart tonight, last night, Hebrews 13:8. But over there, someone said, was it Tom? I heard it from that corner. "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep." Anyway, the benediction. So let me leave that benediction with you today before we go. Hebrews 13:20-21. God works within us. He is the God of peace. That's our gracious Heavenly Father. And He is the God of power who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus. And He works by the Holy Spirit. When you read about Him working in you, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. And then it says, through Jesus Christ. So you have the triune God working to bless His people and to make them to live unto His praise, unto His glory. It's interesting. At the end of the letters in the New Testament, you have these benedictions. Grace be with you, the peace of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the grace of Christ, and so on. And some of the letters, not many, but they end with doxology, like Jude. "Unto Him who is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to Him be praise, glory forever." And this one, Hebrews, do you see how they're tied together here in this benediction? You have benediction, God's blessing upon His people, His desire over them, the prayer of the writers. Those are Holy Spirit-inspired prayers. But then this one is coupled with doxology, praise to Jesus. Hallelujah, to Him be glory forever and ever. And one thing it says here is that all the resources are in Him. He works this by the Holy Spirit. God our Father works this by the Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, we come to Him and we find in Him everything that we need. All our resources are in Christ, and we're invited to Him. And what is it that He works within us? He works the power, the will, the ability to do His will, to live in such a way that He is pleased and God is praised. That's what He works within us. Turn your eyes upon Jesus has been quite a theme these last weeks of this season. Look to Him. And here throughout the book of Hebrews, we certainly have been encouraged to look unto Jesus, to fix our eyes on Him. And here He is the great Savior. God of peace and God of power has raised Him from the dead, and He's made Him to be the great shepherd of the sheep. Oh, great shepherd, Jesus, my shepherd, you lead and you guide your people. It's wonderful. You love, you care for, you lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And here we have all that we need. It says in this translation, "May He equip you." This is a very complex sentence, isn't it? I wouldn't want to try to diagram this sentence and figure out where to put each phrase. It's a long one, isn't it? But I guess it can be brought down to this: may the God of peace equip you. May the God of peace equip you. And then all these wonderful themes and thoughts that come in here. He loves you. The blood of the covenant was shed by the great shepherd. He knows all about us. He loves us enough to give his life for us. God gave us his son. His son poured out his life's blood for us. We know from the scripture that this is the assurance that we have that God loves us. And he loves us so greatly, so as to equip us. In your King James Version, it says, make you perfect. It really means complete, to fill you to the measure with all that you need to live or to walk pleasing to him. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. We can't do that on our own. Oh, may the God of peace who brought from the dead, here's the measure of his power and then the measure of his love. And he's a great God and Savior, and he loves you so. There's something here. It's like the Hebrews version of what we read before, Romans 8:32. He who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things, everything that we need? He equips us with everything good. Romans 8:28. That doesn't mean everything is good. I guess you'd have to be an ostrich and hide your head in the sand to think that everything is good. But God can take everything that comes into our lives and cause them to work together for our good, which is the accomplishing of his purpose, his pleasure. We sang it the other day, isn't it? Didn't we? Walking with only his pleasure in view. Living for Jesus, surrendered and true. Walking with only his pleasure in view. Every step of this pilgrim way. So it's a way of glory, a way of joy, a way of looking to Jesus. May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. Here's the doxology. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So yeah, we want to close this season with worship. That has been our theme. Worship the Lord. Worship Jesus, the great Savior, the mighty one, the shepherd of the sheep, who gave his life for us. And God, through him, will give us all that we need to live pleasing to him. And you know that that'll also be pleasing to us. Isn't that something that... Hey, I got to stop. That the unbeliever, and this carries over too into the Christian life, till our minds are freed from this. We have this thought, of course, not to the degree that the unbeliever has, but somewhere there's this idea that the glory of God and the pleasure of God worked into our lives will rob us of our pleasure, will take something away from us. You said that before, that it's miserable to follow Jesus all the way. That idea is there. But giving yourself to him, there could be nothing more wonderful, as we've heard also in these days. It's a wonderful thing to be a Christian. There's nothing better than to have Jesus. Praise the Lord. And his life lived out. Oh, wonderful Lord. All glory to Jesus. So, Lord, we pray that you'll help us to keep our eyes on you. Author and finisher of faith, We want to trust you with all of our hearts. We want to love you more. We want to live unto your praise and glory. Jesus Christ, all that we need is found in you. To you be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, there's a lot more there. But let's sing, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, 77. And keep them there. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the joy of the Lord. I want to give you my joy, he said. And I'm glad for the joy of fellowship. What a great sense of humor Sister Lydia has. I didn't know that as much before. She came up. I had two breakfasts this morning. I ate with Teen Challenge and then at 8:30 again. And one of the boys said to her, you know, she's one of the cooks. And, of course, she's the main cook's mother. And he said, did you make this breakfast for us? And she stood looking. She didn't want to take any credit, you know. So she said, well, I checked it. And another time, can I tell this, when I walked through the kitchen and she, I guess she noticed already that I was growing a bit. The fare has been really rich, thank you. And I said, thank you for this great meal. And she said, no, thank you. If you weren't here, all the food would be coming back. And just one more. Not you, this one. I've told some of you this. This is my closing. I will have to send you on your way rejoicing. There was a dear brother, very witty man among the Chinese group, and he was a pastor too, and quick, and he was going on the bus, and I was saying goodbye, and he was telling me, this is my wife, Esther. I had met her before, a lovely couple, Tim and Esther. And he said, you know what her Chinese name means? It means tender and smart and beautiful, you know. And I should say that a theme there was to look at Jesus, and turn your eyes upon him in that Chinese conference. So I said, and her English name, that means star. So your wife, I'm just talking to the two of them, your wife is tender and smart and beautiful and a star. And he said, you, turn your eyes on Jesus. So I had a lot of spiritual food, but a lot of fun too. And with all of you, and I'm thankful for that. The Lord loves to have us rejoicing in him. Happy people, walking with Jesus. There's nothing better, as we said, not because there are jokes, but because he lives in our hearts. And we're energized, quickened by his life, motivated by his love, spurred on by a hope that burns brightly. And as we come to the end of the season, we'll stand and sing, but I remember something that I can call him Uncle Hans said. He said, everything behind me pushes me forward. And everything before me draws me onward. So let it be. Let's stand.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at me. the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. Over us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full.
Hallelujah. We sang it. Let's do it. Then go. Then go. Be a letter for Jesus. Hallelujah. Filled with the Spirit, the fragrance of Christ. Hallelujah. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.